Good morning, Big Town Men. What a day. Well, the last time I sort of went out, and it was like about 26 degrees and about 45% relative humidity, I was pretty tired and had to walk from a big store, to the car parking lot. And I thought, fuck, I'm so, you know, the sweat was just pouring out of me, you know, heart issues or negligent self-care issues, you know. And I thought, fuck, you know, if I collapse, I might die. No guarantee. There's no guarantee the heart starter will fucking, you know, get you back to life type stuff. And I thought, and if I do collapse and don't die and they send me off to fucking hospital, you know, or could just lie there for a while on the cool concrete saying, no, I'm just resting, thanks, you know. But, you know, if I did go unconscious or whatever and got sent off to fucking hospital in an ambulance, then there's the idea of getting out of the fucking hospital and then getting back to my car and it's full of groceries and shit in the back of the, you know, the ute, you know, that will the car still be there? And will all the stuff in the back of the ute be gone, you know? That's my 2 weeks' worth of groceries, you know? Australians being, you know, some of them being the absolute thieving cunts that they are. You know, I'm on now all for just killing people who fucking rob, you know, and shoplifters, people who go around doing burglaries and robberies and shit. Some of them are just stupid, and it was a dumb idea at the time, and some of them are just like career fucking criminals, you know, fucking just headshot them and stick them in a dumpster, fuck them. So that's all the problems that can come out of, you know, collapsing when it's hot. So what I've done is I had to go to the shops today. And so what I did is the wet t-shirt. I thought I won't. Oh, I feel good. I thought I'd get a towel like this, you know, nice towel, cut a slot, head-shaped slot on the middle, you know. There's a start of it. Cut a head-shaped slot, you know, across there. And soak this in water. Just wring it out just a bit, you know what I mean, so you're not fucking just dripping everywhere. And see how that goes. And I got halfway through it and I couldn't find the other fucking bits I needed to cut it properly. Because this nice food knife, good food knife, kind of practical sort of tool around the house type knife, but not very good on cutting fucking that sort of fabric. And yeah, so that sort of got waylaid, and so because I couldn't find my sacred fucking, you know, box cutter knife, the really good one, that can be resharpened about 1,000 times. Well, I got this, and I just soaked it in water under the, just ordinary cold tap water, you know what I mean? Just squeezed out a little bit of the excess, and I timed it, and it lasted in a temperature of about 34 degrees, 37 degrees. You know, I was able to go for about 20 minutes before it stopped being effective. About 20 minutes, yeah, we'll say 20 minutes, you know. And I think that's because the place I was in was using evaporative air conditioning, and that raised the humidity level, which lowered the fucking evaporative cooling effect of the T-shirt. And it was starting to dry out a bit, you know. So what I did is I then got, you know, I didn't get this fucking brand of water. It was just a small container, you know. Oh, lovely. What I did is I got this for the container so that when I'm out and about, you know, this is just for short trips in the heat, you know. Once it starts to sort of, once my T-shirt starts to dry out a bit and the cooling effect isn't so good, I can just pour a little bit on myself, wet the T-shirt right down, and I'll get about 2 goes. So that gives me an effective, you know, 60 minutes of, you know, don't wring my T-shirt out too much, and, you know, I can stick it under taps and stuff, but, yeah, it's about, that extends so I don't fucking drop dead in the heat. That's very good, you know, and, it's going to be another humdinger of a day. It's fucking, I don't know, probably 38, maybe a bit higher. What am I thinking of? Yes. And I don't, I mean, I think life should be celebrated with friends and family, you know what I mean? Family and friends. And I don't particularly get off on all the ho-ho-ho, you know, bullshit. But I love these little lights. So it was tough. I thought, look at that, look at that, look at that. I'll turn the fucking, yeah, these are fantastic. I love the little LEDs and all the lovely colours and shit. There are yellow, green, blue, red, and they're just fantastic. So, yeah. I don't know how they fucking work, or as in, you know, the switching of the different LED colours on and off. Like, these are very fine sort of cables, and they appear to be two, just a two-strand fucking cable, so there's power going to them and from them, and I guess that, different colour LEDs have different maximum forward voltages. So, I'd say that it might be the power supply could be a switching, not a switch mode power supply, which is pretty good, you know, but it's switching between different voltages, and there's different little IC chips or something, you know, some little fucking, so when it goes from, you know, 1.4 volt to 1.8 volt to 2.2 volt, you know what I mean? Something, but there's something in there that's, I don't have to know, but I'm sort of intrigued, why are they all sort of switching? But that's just lovely. That's just lovely. I like these. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. I'll give him a cat. Give him a cat something to chew on. And where was it? Yeah. I decided to make this into an improved version, you know, so that I could, because I don't have a refrigerator, I have a chest freezer, or two chest freezers sort of thing, you know, and because I did have a really good refrigerator, but a long time ago it used about... I think it was $1.80 a day in power, and over 10 days it's $18. Over a month that's about $60, you know, and over a year that's like, I don't know, $700, you know, it'll just round it up, you know, and the power's gone up a fair bit since then. So I decided to use this as a small chilling cool box, you know what I mean, to keep things cold. And what I did is I tried, I put the box in there, and I put the sprayed in a bit of this expanding fucking foam to extend the fucking, to enhance insulation on the box. And this is a type of foam that expands 30 times its own volume, so it's very airy and it's sort of flexible. Oh, how can I do that? So it's fairly flexible, and so we're putting glad wrap around as the release. You know, this glad wrap, sort of saran wrap or whatever they call it. I don't know which country and who makes it and stuff. But, I'll get some light on there. Yeah, so I put the box in, and I put the box in, sprayed the fucking foam around it, or put some underneath on some little wooden blocks and sprayed the fucking... I put some foam block, wooden blocks under there to put a spacer, you know, like underneath it, you know what I mean? Oops. And, sprayed the foam in, put the box in, sprayed the foam around the sides, and it hardened on the top because this absorbs moisture and reacts, and it's, you know... And what I did was after, say, a day, you know, overnight, long overnight sort of thing, I then pulled the box out, which gives you, you can see where the ice box originally was. And, so that expanded tremendously. After I'd taken the box out and expanded even more after I put a bit of water in there. So, unless something blows up and everyone's dead, I generally just think that was a learning experience that was worth paying for, you know. I learned something. I spent $30 on a product. I missed a little bit where, you know, on deeper sort of sections... You know, you spray a little bit of water, put more foam on, spray a little bit of water, put more foam on, spray a little bit of water, you know what I mean? And I missed that bit. And, So I don't know whether to sort of give up that sort of enhanced box in one of those really shit storage boxes, you know. The ones from China that you go tap with a, you go fucking smack with a teaspoon and they crack, you know. But, and go for a proper foam sheet. I've got some that I can, I need to, might have to, I've got to carve up for other things, but to put a foam sheet, you know. Got none available. And, to actually make a wooden box with proper foam hard sheets and then to seal those sheets with a silicone sealant so the fluids don't get into the fucking timber and rot that, you know. And, yeah. But I might do it because it's handy having that down there. And a, what is it called? I got one of those little Chinese single element hot plates because I tend to be very absent-minded when it comes to cooking things, and I tend to be very much for just putting it, getting it hot and then turning it right down and then coming back in 2 hours. Yeah, oh, your sausages are cooked. But, yeah. So having the car off the road for 6 weeks, so I've got to clean up. I've just got to get all the fucking bits and pieces together to do the work, you know. To put in a new fuel pump and change the fuel filter. And, yeah, it's cold. It's cold night air because tomorrow's going to, you know, pumping cold air through the building. Pumping cold air through at mid to the level into the building, and then it goes out through vents in the ceiling, you know. So it's like a swimming pool. It fills from the bottom up with cold air, so it's how you do it, you know. And what's the other things? Yeah. Oh, the dust, man. The, oh, what's the other thing? Christmas lights cooler, wet t-shirt competition. What else? The. And I get around, you know, and I get into some of these meetings, and there was one that had been taken over by all these, just, you know, I get sick of them, and I'd really like to kill them. But there's fucking, you know, teenagers that just like doing stupid shit in the spaces of other people and think it's immensely entertaining. And, you know, when the adults are actually dealing with some pretty serious sort of issues. And there was one meeting that they'd gotten into it and they'd fucking taken it over, you know, and I was my usual charming self, you know, and I said to these cunts, I said, you know, yeah, I'll give it 5 to 10 years and they'll find you dead from a fucking overdose in a prison cell, you know. You know, you stupid fucking cunts, you know. I didn't like that. But, yeah, you know, it's one of the things I discussed in the meeting today. Yeah, we've got to carry on like we're all one big fucking happy family. And, oh, mate, oh, you're so fabulous. Oh, wonderful, share. You know, when, you know, I've done all the statistics on the relapse rates of Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and I've also sourced, you know, the records of the said organisations, you know. And I said, you know, that when fucking people fucking relapse, it's because they've done what it takes to relapse. And, you know, and that there's different relationships, you know what I mean? Like, if I had of, you know, say if my best friend or family member or whatever had fallen and gone off the platform and gone under a fucking train, you know what I mean? I go, oh, woe is me, that's how terrible, you know, how sad, you know. But when there's all these fucking millions and millions of people all around the world, you know, dying from fucking plagues and natural disasters and aircraft crashes and bloody, you know, train crashes and, you know, just there's just millions of them, and there's just millions of people who I never know, never knew anything about, don't even know the name of the country or the county or the fucking district or whatever. Don't, you know, just, they're just, it's like looking, you know, I once went through the house of a hoarder. And these were like, you know, there's these like narrow sort of trenches you could just fucking walk through, you know. And there were newspapers stacked up to the ceilings. You know, and it was like a thing from World War II and their little trenches, you know what I mean? Going through the whole house. And the whole house must have weighed like 200 tons. Just full to the ceiling with newspapers. And fucking... But anyway, it's like looking through 20 or 30-year-old newspapers for used car parts. These... They mean nothing to me. They're just, they stop being individuals and they stop being statistics. And it's like, the question isn't the absolute accuracy and the records and all this sort of stuff, because, you know, they appear to be fairly consistent, you know, across the sort of spectrum, you know, of sources. And say for every... cold air, cold dusty air. So yeah, you get. I'll make it simple, right? So for my hands here. So for every 100 people that come into Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, half of them are gone within 3 months. By the time the end of the year's up, there's only 5 out of that 100 who'll picking up a 1 year sober medallion, and then it's about 2.5 by 5 years are picking up medallion, 5 year sober medallion, and only about 1 in every 100 are picking up a 10 year sober medallion. You know, it's about that. And so in order to get, the sequence is fairly repeating. It's a repeating sort of sequence, you know. So you end up with, you end up with one here at 100 years, 10 years, and you had 100 there starting off, right? Mirror, right? Okay. So there's your 100 years, 100 at one, walking in the door. There's one left at 10 years. So in order to get that cycle repeating, you've got to multiply this by 100. So therefore you have to multiply the starting base by 100. So you've got to have 10,000 people here to end up with 100, you know. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Dust. So you've got to multiply this by 100. You've got to multiply 100 by 100 in order to end up with 100 people there, you know. So that's 10,000 to get 100 left at 10 years, you know, 10 years sober. So by the time we go from the 100 at 10 years sober to end up with one at 20 years sober, right? There. So, and in order to go, in order to get, you know, one person at 30 years sober, you've got to multiply this by 100. So you've got 100 people at 20 years sober. Then you've got to multiply that by 100 at 10 years sober. And then you've got to multiply the original starting 10,000. You've got to multiply that by 100, you know. So you go from 10,000 by 100, that's a million people, right, to get one... to get one mirrored, to get one person at 30 years sober. And then the numbers start, because of age and all sorts of other, age and health issues and all sorts, you know, poor living, standards of living and stuff, well, it goes from 100 at 30 years sober to get one, you've got to go from 100 at 30 years sober to get one at 35 years sober. So then you've got to multiply that by the one at 30 years sober, you've got to multiply that by 100, and then you've got to go back, and then you've got to go back in time. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's a hand. And you've got to multiply the 100, you know, the 10,000 at fucking 20 years sober, then you got to 10 years sober by 100, and then you got to multiply the starting base by 100, which means about 100 million people over 35 years, you know, to get one person who's 35 years sober. And having vanished into that fucking awesome spectrum of, you know, where you just can't, As Patrick said, you know, the vanishing, the numbers are vanishingly small, you know, and you can't sort of, you know, you can't pick the dust out of the sandstorm, you know what I mean? There's just too much fucking. So, you know. So I said that to the fucking people in an NA meeting. I said, you know, this is what's going on. You know, you really got to fucking... This is not one big happy family. It's nice if people are nice to you, and it's nice if they're not. It's just example. They're just powers of example. You know, this is a lifelong thing to sort of stay on track, you know. I personally find that, you know, doing inventory and analysis and all this sort of stuff, I'm thrilled to be able to do it, you know. And it's good. It's good. It's really good being sober. And having entered into my 38th year, it's fucking brilliant, you know. So, you know, these kids and all their fucking clowning around and shit and they're going, ah, nigga, you know, or flashing their dicks or running some sort of porn or whatever, you know what I mean? It ceases. Some of it can actually be really good, you know. Like, it can be really unique footage. But, you know, it's like, this is the age of the internet. There's not much out there that most people haven't seen, you know. It's not shock, the shock value and stuff, it just wears off and it gets very tedious, very fast, and I'd like, there's been some meetings where these, the people running the meeting are just fucking incompetent, you know, or not up to speed on, you know, just lock it all down. And, you know, just have one person sharing at a time. They can put their fucking hand up and just, you know, you know, the fucking people don't know how to run all the controls, and, you know, it gets just, and these kids were coming in going, yeah, and I thought I'd really like to start knifing these cunts, you know, 10 or 20 times, and I just think, I don't mind a little, rather than aiming for, I coach these fucking groups on, you know, stop trying to be fucking absolutely locking everything fucking down because of these retarded cunts. You know, just stop trying. Just have point control, you know. Lock down their video. Lock, you know, they can't start their stuff up and, you know, carry on with their shit and just accept it and just, you know. Because some of these groups, they go, oh, everybody gets to share whenever they want to. So you get all these fucking dickheads coming in, ah, nigga, 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 you know, and all the fucking shit, you know what I mean? Just put your hands up to speak, and they'll turn your fucking, they'll unmute you, you know, and that's like about it. If they act like cunts, you know. Kick him out of the meeting. But I really fucking, I hate it worse, just as much when they all go, could you, for the safety of the group, can you turn your fucking camera on to make sure you're not some spotty fucking teenager? You know? And I hate that. I hate being fucking asked again and again and again and again and again and again. Can you turn, for the safety of the group, can you turn your camera on, you know? That rather than rather than aiming for absolutely no disruptive people, just aim for fucking very low. You know, just tight control. You know, it's much easier. We don't have to sign up for a fucking Zoom account. We don't have to put up with cunts, these malicious little cunts running the groups. You know, who like to fucking, you know, shut people down and close their account, you know, because they get told to fuck off for being, you know, there's a lot of people in 12-step groups who are just doing service and they're just fucking nasty people, you know. And when you tell them to fuck off, they, and all, oh my God, you can't do that, you know, they'll shut you down. They'll go, oh, Zoom, oh, this guy can't close his account, you know. When in fact the whole fucking group is just a pack of fucking retards, you know. That's what I'm getting at. It's a numbers thing, you know what I mean? You know, to get from 1 to 10 years, it's like, you know, 1%. The other 99% people give up, stop working, overdose, relapse, suicide, you know, fucking just go back to using, you know, most of them do. So when you get all these fucking cunts going, yeah, you can't say that, this is, you know, well, mate, this is a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, you can't say Alcoholics, and this is not, you know, you can't say Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, it is. It's the program. It's the method of working your way through your issues. You know, pencil to paper. You know, becoming sort of disciplined and just. It's like doing shopping lists. Saying, you know. So you know. And some of them, many of them, are just as cuntish. When they're just as cuntish in service as they are out on the streets, you know what I mean? And they bring themselves undone, you know. So, you know, if you don't have a Zoom account, then they can't lock you out. That's what they do. And then when the meetings lock people out because they don't have a Zoom account, then they're not meetings, you know what I mean? They're just fucking stupid people who are ineffective at stopping disruptors, you know what I mean? It's painful, but, you know, Yeah. Fuck. You know, just annoying kids. You know, and they're fucking it up for everyone, so it's, yeah. I don't believe in going homicidal, but I know why people do it. Anyway. And the people who lock people down and fucking shut them out and try on all their shit, they die. They die. And they why? Because they've done what it takes to do that. It's like swimming, you know. Swimming in the fucking, all the breaking waves, you know, coming into the beach and stuff like that. They're being tossed and turned and all the fucking drama of their shitty lives. And they get the chance to say, you know, to, we'll help you get out and to stay out. And they don't. They choose... what is it called? They just choose to be fucking... The patterns in their head, the recordings of Mummy and Daddy and all the fucking bullshit, you know. They choose to stay stuck in that, you know. They choose not to do... They choose to not do what it takes to deal with those fucking issues. So, you know, that's what comes with it, you know what I mean? You either work through your issues or if you fucking die in the process of not doing that, avoiding that. You can't tell me what to do, that's right, I can't. What happens to you from now on is not my problem. You know? It never was, it never is. You just get the opportunity to do it. And you chose not to. So. Anyway. Well, that's really good. So. With that extra insulated box, I might just get out there and saw up some plywood and line it with some proper fucking, you know, proper fucking insulation. That means I can turn like a little day sort of lunchtime sort of cool, you know, like keeps your food cool for a day, you know, like it's not really good, but it's just, you know, like you make your fucking, put your cold food in it with maybe a few ice blocks or something, you know, at say 6 o'clock in the morning and you're eating it by lunchtime, like 12, you know, and it's good for that, but it's not good for, say, 2 or 3 days of cold. But I think I could sort of probably extend that out to, say, maybe 4 or 5 days. Yeah. And I don't have to die when I go out in the heat. Fucking wet T-shirt. And a bit of water to supplement the fucking cooling. That's a huge help. Thank you. And, yeah. Alrighty, guys. I'll get going.